called Stam Mifkid Pocket, which means there's no Issachabura. So the whole first side of the whole first Lashon is talking now about the Yisr Baina of making a Pesach in the Isha. So Gemara asks the question, Halachik Rav Shimon, Halachik Rav Yehuda. What does that mean? According to Rav Shimon, you'll be allowed to be Baal. Why? I the dam. What's the answer? Dam is good pocket. Right? The first lashon. Rav Shimon says you're allowed to be vile. Why? So I the dam. I'm a dam utzarech. Yeah, but that's fine because dam is good pocket. I bayna. I shvichay for bayna for making a pesach in the isha. So the answer to that is this is a davar shein miskaved. So Rashi's bothered that l'chor is a psikration. That making the Pesach is a psikration of a man's vayel isha of besulah. He makes a Pesach. So look in the Rashi and tell me pshat and Rashi's teretz. The last Rashi in the narrow lines. Ikra b'shimon u'mutter. Again, which malach are we talking about? Baina. B'mtaymar psikration v'lo yamasu. It's a psik reisha, it's definitely going to happen. The man is by a woman, the besula is going to make a Pesach. And for Rashi, ha-prachin alo l'kamanu v'shaninan, yeish shevekiyim b'hatiya. There's some people that are experts in hatiya. Hatiya means to do a bia at an angle that won't destroy the besulim. Ve'idam yaitzi ve'afei Pesach niftach. Ilkul ha-psik reisha v'lai amasu. What's Rashi's teretz? Not a psik reisha. Why? Why is not a psik reisha? Because there are some people that are experts, and they could do bia b'hatiya. This person is an expert. He's not an expert.
He's not for sure going to be.
He's not an expert.
But he is an expert. He's not an expert.
He's not an expert.
He is not.
So what is Rashi saying? Rashi's saying that he's not an expert. Well, Master, he's not an expert. The Gemara's Yibayah is not only about experts. Maybe he is an expert.
The question is, if it's possible to do it.
So what does Rashi mean? He's gonna try to do a Bia Batia?
He said
it's not a psikresha then. What? Why? Damutzar. Yeah, the Gemara says the Damutzar, and Rashi says Ein Dam Yotzei. Right, you can learn Rashi two ways, and let me explain that this is probably the Yisaitistika Shailam Psikresha. The question is, by Psikresha, what happens if the odds are... If the odds are 50-50, so that's not a psik reisha. What happens if the odds are like 10-1, then a malacha will happen? Is that enough to make it a psik reisha? Or does it have to be a vadai? I'll give you an example. I once had a chavrusa who smokes. And he used to smoke on Yom Tov. So I told him, you know, I'll smoke on Yom Tov. I had a place, many places can hold you allowed to. I told him, yeah, but when you light the cigarette, you're Alts Havara, Havara is Mutter for pleasure. But you're gonna, cigarettes have letters on them, the brand, you know, the brand name on the, near the filter. I told him, you light the cigarette, you're erasing, you're gonna burn those letters at the bottom of the cigarette. So it should be us to smoke on Yom Tov because of, the malacha of Mamachek, you're erasing the letters. So he said, yeah, but it's a Rav Shem Miskavet. He's not thinking about erasing the letters. I told him, yeah, but it's a psikresha. He said, no, it's not a psikresha. Sometimes it goes out before the letters. I said, what are you talking about? It never goes out before the letters. He said, no, he should know better. He smokes, you know. I said, it doesn't go out. I remember we walked around in the shul, you know, on Yom Tov, in shuls where they smoke. You know, I put out the cigarettes. So usually by the sink, there are a bunch of standing cigarettes, you know, that burnt down. So we went, and they were all burnt. The letters were burnt. So we went upstairs, went downstairs, went to another shul, and we did a survey. Oh, so we found one that didn't burn the letters. Yeah, it's not Rav Segresha. So remember, we got into this argument. You found one out of 25, you know, so that's not Rav Segresha. So it makes it not Rav Segresha. So what's the shaila? I mentioned this case just to illustrate. You know, the Briska Makbid, Erev Yom Tov, they cross out the letters on their cigarettes. Those are Makbid smoke, but they Makbid Erev Yom Tov. I mean, they're drunk. They take a black magic marker and they prepare the letters, the cigarettes for Yom Tov. They cross out the letters. I'm not recommending you do it because I'm not recommending that you smoke. But L'chayr, it's a problem. L'chayr, when you light a cigarette, it's a cigarette of Mechika. Even though Mishnah Berurah says it's Mutter, Mishmur doesn't say it's smoking. He says Yesh Mekilim, Yesh Yisrael. Wow, smoking on Yom. But he brings Yesh Mekilim. But that's the Malach of Havara. Malach of erasing letters. Havara is awesome. So this is the Shaila. The Shaila is, if it's not Vada, if it's a, you know, one in a, I don't know what percent, the stumble 1% chance is not considered possible. Let's say it's a 5 or 10% chance. Is that considered a psychic? So there are two ways to learn Rashi. The Ritva learns Rashi. The Rashi means Yesh Bekiyam Bahatiyah. Most people are not experts. Certainly someone who's just getting married the first time is not an expert. But it could happen. He uses a Lashon, B'derech Rachaik. It could happen. Maybe it happens once out of 15, 20 times that someone does a Biyah Bahatiyah. And that's good enough to make an Oysim Segreshim. That's how the Ritva explains Rashi. That this Rashi is telling us a Yisayid, La Halacha, that even though it can only happen to Derech Rachaik, Yesh Bekiyim, and he's not a Baki, that's good enough to make an Oysim Segreshim, and therefore it's not a Segreshim.
Why does Rashi tell us that there are experts in this to say that it could happen?
On the contrary, that's why Rashi says it, because Rashi would just ask him, Tov b'psikreisha, who? Yesh leim is not a psikreisha. Most people would assume that it is a psikreisha. How can you know it's not? So Rashi says, since they are Bikian, who know how to do it exactly, not that way. No, but since the fact that there are Bikian Batia, he's bringing a Gemara later. Gemara later says there are people who could do it via Batia. So since they are Bikiyim, so therefore we see that a Bia could happen that way. Someone who's not a Baki might do it the right way too. It's also possible. That's how the Ritva learns Rashi.
Rabbi, I don't understand the Kachin, but the situation has to be a technical matter. When Rashi says Bikiyim here, it means that's good knowledge. This, someone who are experts could teach you, even though you're not experts.
Yeah, but Rashi's, we're paskin, it's mutter for every man to be Baal his wife on Shabbos and be a Rishayim. It's hard to say our Gemara is talking dafka about experts. It's a big daichi to say that Rashi means that. So the Ritva learns, no, Rashi means every person is mutter, because yesh. The Marsha, Taka learns the way some of you are learning. Marsha is on Taisis. Marsha learns Rashi, that Rashi means that therefore, when a man is Baal on Shabbos, he should try to do it, Bahatiya. I don't know what it means, he should try, but he says, when he learns it to Rashi, the person should try to do a batiyah, so he won't, he might see Dav and make a chabur. That's how the Rasha learns it to Rashi, but he has a kasha. If you learn Pshat and Rashi that way, Rashi means that you should try to do a batiyah, it doesn't fit into the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, L'damu tzarech. It's on the damu tzarech. We say that he wants the Dav. Excuse me, he wants the Dav, and he tries to do it without dam. Words don't make sense. It doesn't fit into the Gemara. You can't say, Titsa Laiba Ladabu Tzarech, and he'll do it in a way that there should be no dam. It doesn't fit to the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about a person who is Mechavin Ladam. Taisis says that there's no Pesach. But Rashi, it doesn't fit. The Gemara says, "In tipsalai, but ledamu tzar." He wants the dam. Well, the Reb Shimon it's mutter. It's like Rashi, yeah, because he'll do it bahatia. What do you mean? The Gemara is saying he's bechavim for dam. You can't tell me he's bechavim for dam, and he does it in a way that's not moitzi dam. Those words don't make sense.
He's bechavim
for dam. He wants it. Rashi is saying that he wants it. Taisha explains why he wants it.
Is that
ma'aser? So he's bechavim for dam. He's bechavin that he wants the tavish kavod. Because of this kasha, the Barsha says that this Rashi doesn't belong on the first lashon. It should really be later on the second lashon. Second like tosaf plus the Rashi Iker Reb Shimon should be on the Kedi Amri, where it doesn't say ledam letzar, and it doesn't belong in the first lashon.
What
is the Mashiach
of
Reb Chaim? What? What is the Mashiach of Reb Chaim? It's not telling the Reb Chaim. I don't want to confuse it now. Why did the Barsha learn like the Ritva? To me, the Ritva was the Pashto way to learn. I couldn't understand. Why does the Barsha learn like the Ritva? Why does the Barsha learn like the Ritva? Could it be that the Barsha argues la halacha? And he holds that Pesik Reisha has to be 50-50. So I took a look in Mishnah Berurah, and I was very surprised to see the following. In Simur Reisha in Zion, it has another case of Dovah Shein Miskavin. It's a case where a person has a candle, it's on a shelf on back of a door. You have to remember, they didn't have lights. So they had like nooks all over the room with the lanterns or candles. Somebody has a shelf at the back of his door with a candle, with a nair. And when you open, are you allowed to open the door and walk into the room? So what does that depend on? Are you allowed to walk in? You're allowed to open the door and walk in. You're going to cause the candle to flicker. So it's a davar shein miskavin. When you open the door, you walk in. It's a davar shein miskavin. So it depends if it's a psik ratio, if it's not a psik ratio, right? Right? It depends if it's a psik ratio. You're allowed to open a window near the candles. It depends. If it's a psik ratio, it's going to blow out the candles. It's awesome. If not, it's not. Right? So the Gemara, Masechet Shabbos, says it's a psik ratio. If you have a candle on the shelf and back of the door, it's a psik ratio. It's definitely going to cause the candle either to go out or to become smaller, whatever the case is. And therefore, it's awesome. Moira says it's a psik ratio. But it's awesome. When the Shulchan Aruch brings it, listen to the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch. Ner Shemunach Achurei Adelas. Ner, which is Shemunach Achurei Adelas. You have a ner on the back of your door. Osur Lufsayach Adelas. You're not allowed to open the door. Sheba Yechabenu Haruach. Because the wind of opening the door might put it out. So what's wrong with that lashon? What? Shema. What is shema? Shema yechaber haruach. Shema means maybe. If it's maybe, you're allowed to open the door. Right? It's not a segregation. You should have said she yechaber haruach. Shema yechaber haruach. If it's a suffix, so the Bir Halacha is. If it's a suffix, then it's mutter, it's not a psik ratio. The Gemara says it's a psik ratio. So you can't say shema yechabena, it might happen. This is the Bir Halacha's kasha. So the Bir Halacha, lefima shapirish, sham, hamarsha. The marsha, Masechet the Shabbos, says, the layav a psik ratio mamish, rakorai with psik ratio. It's not 100% it's going to go out. But it's enough that it's karev lipsik reisha, that it's almost certainly going to go out. Nicha, but that it's good. That means the Barsha Shita Masechet Shabbos is that it's considered a psik reisha, even if it's just karev lipsik reisha, even if it's probably going to happen. Now, what odds you need, it doesn't say here. But let's say 90%, he holds that's a psik reisha. So according to this, the Marsha is good l'shitasai. Marsha shita is that karayv l'psik reisha is also psik reisha. If it's most likely going to happen, it's also lasser. So l'shitasai, he couldn't learn like the Ritva. The Ritva says, Pshat and Rashi, that since there are some bekiyim, it might happen. Even if b'derech rochaik, that's enough. The Ritva learns in Rashi, that's enough. It's ois psik reisha, because it might happen. 1 in 10 chance it might happen, that's good enough. That's how the Ritva learned to Rashi.
Isn't the classic case when you cut the head of a chicken, that's a vada?
If you cut the head of a chicken, that's a vada.
So it should be exactly the same as
as the classic case that you have to be a vav. So you're saying like the Ritva. You say like the Ritva that if you learn Psik Reisha literally Psik Reisha, you chop off the head of a chicken. There, it's 100% that it's going to kill the chicken. So that's how the Ritva learned, and therefore, if it's 90%, it's good enough. What you're saying is like the Ritva. In order to be Aser, it has to be 100%. If it's 90%, it's Mutter. This is what the Ritva says. Why is the Bia Mutter? Even though it's 90%, you're going to do a normal Bia. But it's enough that it's a small percentage that you won't. It's enough to be Mutter, because it's not a psychration. You're asking on the Marsha. You're saying like the Ritva. Like the Marsha. What's the Marsha saying? That if it's 90%, it's also psychration. The typical case of psychration is 100%. You break off the head of a chicken. Why does the Marsha say 90%?
If the odds aren't reasonable, then you can't reasonably say that it's 90%.
What should this be telling you? Well, what should be telling you? Let's say I know it's 90%. Does that make it a psik ratio? Well, what should this be telling you? Is it totally if a mitzias it's karav levadai, or in people's perception it's karav levadai? You know what it depends on? Doesn't this whole thing, like let's say it's 90%. So if it depends on mitzias is not 100%. It's not the case of breaking the head of a chicken. If it's not totally a mitzias, maybe it's totally in the way it seems to people. Well, to most people it would seem that a bia rishayna is mitzi dam. Even though it's only 90%. Chayr, this should be totally on whether you look at psik resha based on what, the way people look at it or the facts. Follow what I'm saying? Well, what is psik resha makes it into a vadai? Psik resha making it into a vadai means the mitzias it's a vadai. That's why it's awesome. Then you should need 100%, just like chopping the head of a chicken, which is like the mitzvah. It first says it's not awesome unless it's 100%. Or is it totally in people's perception, the way people look at it? If you want to look at the way people look at it, I think most people look at it that if it's 90%, that it's pretty good, pretty close to Avadai as far as they're concerned. You're asking to that. You're asking that's what you'd be telling you. I'm asking.
If people look at it,
if
they don't see us,
they
don't look at it like that.
Well, people don't look at things like scientists. They don't look, well, he's doing Bia, but you know, Yeshua came back to you. They don't look at it like that. Especially me and the old Bia. You open a door. If you open a door, 90% of the time it blows out the candles. So I guarantee you when you come home, they'll say, don't open the door, it's going to blow out the candles. I say, what do you mean it's not a psychration? It's only 90% or it's what says. Stop it, it's going to blow out the candles. People perceive. There's a certain percentage where people perceive it. Is psychration definite, or is psychration depend on the way it seems to people?
What's the percentage?
I can't say exactly which number. You know, the odds of winning the lottery when you buy a ticket, that's considered impossible. You know, it's one in a million, that would be considered nothing. The odds, you know, 10%, I don't know, somewhere in the 10% area, I suppose. I'm asking to what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's not Biswara. I have no Arabic kindness for this. You can argue with me. Speaking English. Does the perception, that's what I'm asking. There's certainly a Svara that perception should make it a Vadai, no? Is it totally if Mitzias it's a Vadai? Or if it seems that way to people? Is perception enough? Or is perception after it all off? What's what I'm saying? I'm talking about Allah. Fishing for something. Fishing. I thought it was a complicated sugya. What does psik resha have to do? What's the longness of psik resha? Huh?
Yeah, we're getting into dangerous territory. Let's go step at a time. Does psikresha depend on perception or on the facts? So let's go back. Rav Chaim learned, what does a psikresha do? What did Rav Chaim say? I'm in a miscavige. So what did Rav Chaim say? Is a psikresha? You're not an Eidem Eskavit, you're a Mechavit. Is there a Rav Chaim that the way Rav Chaim learned psikresha? No? Yeah. You claim to be Eidem Eskavit. If it's a psikresha, we tell you you're full of baloney, you're a Mechavit. You can't call yourself Eidem Eskavit. That's what Rav Chaim learned. Should that depend on people's perception? I think so. Is the way it should follow according to Rav Chaim? Huh? According to Reb Chaim, should depend on people's perception. How do you perceive what you're doing? You're saying, I'm not a Mechavin. You are a Mechavin. You know what's going to happen. If to people this is considered knowing it's going to happen.
Let's say he knows better. He knows that it might not happen. He knows.
He's a scientist. He knows. But people don't analyze things scientifically. People look at it the way people look at it. A man goes to a Beer Yishayna. So he is he says, I'm not mechavim for the fur pesach. A psikresha means, what do you mean not mechavim? You know what's going to happen. What do you mean not mechavim? People know someone's going to be. Oh, according to Reb Chaim, maybe I'm wrong, maybe not. Maybe, what?
Yesterday, Reb Chaim wrote that if you know for sure, only if you know for sure, dragon bench.
So I know for sure it's going to happen. If people perceive that it's certainly going to happen, that means I know it's going to happen. Even though someone who does statistics will tell me statistically there's a 5% chance it's not going to happen, even a 10% chance. What is psikresha to wife, according to Reb Chaim? Psikresha makes me a mechavim. So it's telling him people.
It's probably going to happen.
It's telling you mitzias. It's telling you what I. Who cares? It's telling you. If I'm ain't a mechavin, I'm potter. Rav Chaim says, if I'm not mechavin, I'm potter. The only reason I'm chayv by psikresha is because I am a mechavin.
That's only for sure.
Anybody who agrees with Yaitis, you could say yes. I'm not taking it personally. I'm thinking out loud. That's all. Till now, we said psikresha is avada. There's no question. Because we didn't clear the shayla 90%. Till now, we talked about avada and safik. Now, I'm asking you, is 90% considered avada or considered safik? What should that depend on?
How can you say he's a liar if you don't know if he should? Maybe he's one of those people. He's saying it depends on the
word. I'm not talking about one of those people. I'm talking now about the phone.
Maybe
in our show learned that maybe he's one of those people. See, usually a person's not an expert unless he knows it. Expert means he's skilled.
You're saying he's not established. You're saying that the reason why he really is a liar. Maybe he really knows. You know,
if he knows, then by him it's 50-50. Because if he knows how to do Bia Batia, so then that's the way Mashallah.
We said yes.
You don't know if he knows. There's a possibility that he does know.
Well, ask him if he knows or not. A person can't be an expert unless he knows, unless he knows he's an expert. You don't call an expert to fix something. You say, are you an expert? Well, maybe I am. I have no idea.
Yeah, if you know somebody who knows how to do it back
here. So the Marsha's learning the way you're saying that he tries to do it back here. I'm saying, the way the Ritva learned Rashi, they're talking about an average person who does normal Bia. That's the way the Ritva learned. The average person does a normal Bia, and it's a possibility, you know. It's like you shoot it at a dartboard. You might hit the middle. You might not. You know, it's 1 in 10 or 1 in 20 that you'll get it, but... So you're asking, you're not asking. People have decided. I'm saying a very clear thing. It's not an involved thing. And I'm saying a very simple thing. Okay? You talk about cigarettes. You light a cigarette. Someone lights a cigarette. Is he a mechavit to erase the letters? No. If it's a psikresha, it's aser. Why is it aser if it's a psikresha? What would Reb Chaim tell you? Reb Chaim would say, when you light a cigarette, you know the outline is there, you say, I'm not thinking about it, that's not called not thinking about it. You are thinking about it. you are mechavin. Again, mechavin doesn't mean he's constantly thinking of it. It means it's his intent to put out the lights. It's his intent to burn the lights. That's what Chaim said. Segresha means he intends to do it. Reb Shimon said, no, it's not that he intends. He has no intention. But b'mitzias ha'inuach. Reb Shimon learned that it's a mitzias, that ha'inuach. If it's finally going to happen, it's the same mitzias. Lighting a cigarette, putting out lighters. Drinking a badge and making a charetz. Reb Shimon learned that b'mitzias is one thing. According to Reb Shimon, it should be totally a mitzias. Like the Marsha. If it's 100%, it's 100%. If it's not, it's not. According to Reb Chaim, the way I understand, it should be totally a perception. Totally the way people perceive it. To argue, basically, whatever you're going to talk about in psychiatry, you have to come down to why psychiatry is awesome. And then you could clear. So we have two ways to learn. There's, first of all, this klar is a machlaikis, the ritva, the marsha, halacha, maisa. That's for sure. We have to know how to pass it. It's klar is a machlaikis, the ritva, the marsha, and halacha, maisa. Whether you're allowed to do something and you're a davishen of misgavin, and it's almost certainly going to happen, but not certain. It's that mutta lamaisa, that's a machlaikis, the ritva, and the marsha. That's negei ala halacha, many, many cases. So I don't know, you have to have a klar psak. It's not clear, it's not clear how we pass it. But it's clear that it's a machlaikis, the ritva, and the marsha. Next step is it Tali Reb Chaim Reb Shimon? L'chayre, it makes sense to be Tali in that. The Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, that's the Bir Halacha says. The Lashon of Shulchan Aruch sounds like the Marsha. Unless they have the choice of the Kasha. One Kasha, we can't pass.
How do you pass? Can I open the window?
What?
Can I open the window?
If it's a psikresha, it's Asr. If it's not a psikresha, it's Mutter. What's a psikresha? Lots of psikresha, following what we're talking about now. Lots of psikresha, so we're talking about. Okay, I think we could clarify back and forth about it. I think the guys have to learn to have an opinion. Used to going to shir, and hearing the shir, and was writing it down. It's not enough. You have to have an opinion. You know, if someone tells you a fact, Reb Shimon holds Lamech Kavan as Mutter, that's a fact. It's not done to declare. But if you want to understand it, and we find that there's a machlaikis, so yeah, you have to have some kind of opinion in the matter. You know, I don't know halacha if your opinion's going to count too much, but you have an opinion. If you would have a strong opinion, you'd pursue your opinion. And maybe you'd find Paiskin that say like you. But if you don't have a strong opinion, you know. Shit to the Japanese, they sit there, you know, on their heads. You have to nod your heads. You gotta have an opinion on it.
Who do we Paschal
like? I don't know who we Paschal like. I'm asking you to find out. Hopefully, the time we finish the sugya, we'll forget how to Paschal. Mayalim Paschal like the ritual. It's one of the things that Mayalim do is before the bris, they separate the Ara Priya from the Torah. They do something which almost always causes bleeding. There's some if that's not a psikresha. There's some probably don't do it on Shabbos, I don't know for sure. Most of them do it on Shabbos. Most of them do it, right? Yeah. So that's some, even though most of the time it bleeds.
Huh? My experience
doesn't always bleed. Right? Depends on how much of an expert you are, I guess. The Chassid's got Christ in a true, there are a few truths, they say. Rife times it bleeds, but yeah. At any rate, the bottom line is that it's a machlaikis. The Rashon, the Ritva, and our sugya, and in the sugya they are in Shabbos. And hopefully, with time, we'll be able to come to a raya lahalacha one way or the other. What we've discussed in 3 days is three issues that are very negaya. The rule of Davar Sheinu Miskaven. Yesterday's machlaikis between the Taz and the Ramban and the Kivega, and the Suffolk Psikresha, which comes up every Shabbos to different people. And now our question of what together of Psikresha. So we've pursued three in Yanim, and each of them is very, very stylistic and requires more effort to pursue it, to understand. Let's talk Taisis Damif Gitpakin.
Chaburei Nechbe. Tama de Chabura, like a Pirish Rashi. Well, what is the Issa Chabura? Not like Rashi, the Pirish Pirish, but Yishiraz of the Chayim Shum Tzeveya, Gabi Cheshva. And what is Tzeveya? Where does Tzeveya come? What is Chabura? You go over to your friend, you punch him in the nose, you give him a bloody nose. So that is a Malacha of Chayva. Now I'll do that on Shabbos. Shabbos, now let us do it. It's not a Pesach Reisha, as long as he's going to bleed. So then, I mean, also for Shabbos, you can punch him in the nose. Because you're not Mechavid for the bleeding. It's a Pesach Reisha. Or if you're Mechavid, then it's awesome. What Malacha happens when a person gets a bloody nose? So Rashi Shita is Tzeveya. What kind of Tzeveya? Where did Tzeveya come? So the Beis Hamikdash case of Tzeveya is that when you shecht of Shechita is when a butcher shechts, he wants the meat to look red. During Shechita, the blood, for whatever reason, the blood rushes through the veins after a Shechita. And because the blood rushes through the veins, the meat gets very red, and the butcher likes it. Because very red meat is fresh. It looks fresh. Meat gets old, the blood is not red anymore, it turns black. Fresh meat looks red. So when a butcher, when a sheichet ashchita, the butcher wants the tzviya, that the meat gets colored, it gets a red color. So Rashi holds that coloring of the meat is the malach of tzedeya. That's a malach of tzedeya.
What
do
they do in the Mishkan?
The Mishkan, where they did Tzviya.
Yeah.
Or where they did Shechita.
No, I'm saying what was the Tzviya in the Mishkan?
Where was the Tzviya? Because they didn't need the meat.
Right.
All right, so the Yushami says that they hit the animals, the Elam Udam, the red-skinned animals. The derech is, before you shecht it, you strike it, you hit it, so that the skin gets redder, it gets more down. And when you shecht it, the skin is red. A similar idea. Alright, it's a separate issue if the tzviya is the agaban and the shliselas, right? I don't mean to the malach of tzviya, I mean the malach of shchita. In the malach of shchita, Rashi Shita is a chayav mishum tzedek. Naturally, it makes no sense in our system. A man who does a bia rishayna, there's no tzviya, whether in fact it gets red or it doesn't get red, I don't know, but there's certainly no ledabu tzarech. No one's thinking that he wants it to, something to turn red. He wants the skin to look red. That makes no sense. And that's Taisis Kasha and Rashi. So Taisis Kasha from few Gemaras. He asks, first of all, by Shvayda Shuratzen. Now, Hasan Nitzar Adam Shalom Yatzah Kashalari. The Beilu Trefis of Shvayda Derei Atanya Shashkotze Vermasim Anchi Yetzim Edam Hashtahasa Maitze Veya Ika Halas Luar Shkotze Vermasim. The Shvayda Shuratzen have no skin that could turn red. It's a membrane on the outside, nothing gets colored. Vachanabi by Tzviya Ika. That's one kash. One kash is Shmaita Shuratzi. They have no skin, and yet there's a malacha of Chabura. Somebody kills a spider, so it's a malacha of Chayvah, it makes it bleed. There's no skin to speak of that gets colored. That's first kash. Vachanabi by Tzviya Ika Baha Chabura. Second kash. Adamar. There's no Tzviya, man is Baal, his wife, Ladamu Tzarech. He's not thinking of any. It doesn't make sense to you. Third question. Chega mechabura de mila l'shech tzviya. Also papers mila. It's not shayach the malach of tzviya. What does that mean? By bris mila, the fact is it does get red. Right? Paper gets red after bris mila. There is a coloring of. So why does he mean l'shayach tzviya? What's the lashon l'shayach tzviya? Not by bris mila, not shayach tzviya. What? So what does it mean like shayach tzviya? It's shayach tzviya. The mila b'deiva turns red. Tosis probably means he's not mechaber for it. Maybe I had some sick reisha. Maybe Tosis means it's a boch shei tzricha l'gufa. But what does Tosis mean? Lo shayach tzviya. I don't understand what Tosis means. No? Lo shayach tzviya means it's not shayach the whole malach of tzviya. What? By us, here I don't know, maybe the Metzias says it doesn't turn red, I don't know. You give someone a bloody nose, does his nose turn red?
It's only one way to find out.
Source is adopted by
maybe it's a Sirkasha by Agamar. What?
I think the test source is adopted by tough skins, like by an animal, where
that does turn red?
Where the Tzeveya was applicable by the time of the Mishkan. The
thick skin is not. So it tries to be like that. But we know that even if it turns mice after Bismillah, it turns
red. But that's not the Malacha Tzviya that we always meet.
So why is it Tzviya?
Because they only did it by like, the skin of an animal, which is a tougher skin. And that type of a hard skin, maybe.
But why is it like Shayach Tzviya? I don't know, tough skin. You're saying that Mitzias does not Tzviya, I'm telling you Mitzias is there, it does get common. But Mitzias says it gets common. Is this new or you don't make a black and blue mark. You shech meat. You buy meat in the store. There's no black and blue mark. It just gets red. If it's tzviya in the skin or in the meat, I don't know. Either way, there's a tzviya. The mice that turns red. This says lo shayich tzviya. So really, have to do is learn dinei tzviya and see why it should be lo shayich tzviya. So there are two possibilities. First of all, there's a machlokes. There's an issa d'oraisa of tzviya on the person's skin. On a person's skin, unfortunately, there are many women that put on makeup on Shabbos, which is an issa for sure. Women put on makeup or lipstick. There's no question it's us. I don't need to question whether it's put or us. There are women who have a yetzahara to... I don't understand it personally. But I was never a woman, you know. I don't understand, you know, they come to a rabbi and say good Shabbos with lipstick on their lips, you know, like they're advertising the Mechalali Shabbos with Haskell. So I don't understand it, but some they think it's mutter for some reason. But there's a machlokes, the over on the Raisa the Rabbanim. So Mishnah Berurah attack brings a machlokes for Shayna. The Sari Shayna will hold, on Basar Adam, there's not Tzviya. Why? For now, why? But when I say there are two opinions. Now, even those who hold, everyone holds it's osur. The question is whether you chayv skila for doing it. You know.
That's not
so, what?
That's not
so Taisi says.
It's
really
the mila, it's not
shayv mila. Like, mila is not shayv tzviya in the case. Mila is a case that we find in Malach al Chabura. It's not shayv tzviya. It's not tzviya by a human being.
Mila
is the basar adam, that's human skin. I'm just looking for a possibility. I don't know. Tais doesn't explain why. Tais just says, Tais, the whole Tais, this part of Tais is seven words. Chayn, Gavi, Chabura, Demila, Loi, Shayat, Tzviya. It's Kasha, Rashi. By Bris, Mila, it's a Deraisa. By Bris, it's a Deraisa, but there's no Tzviya there. Why is there no Tzviya there? Loi, Shayach. Why is there Loi, Shayach? If you learn like those Rishayim, that it's only Nisidra upon them. Don't think putting on makeup started in the 20th century. Mechaber talks about putting on makeup. Mechaber says, you know, I put on makeup on Shabbos. There, Mishnah Berurah brings two opinions. This is the Raisa, this is the Rabbanan. So that discussion is a Mechaber, this Taisis, you could learn, like Shayach Tzviya means, they have a heter of Tzviya, because it's not Tzviya by Basar Adam. There's another heter by Tzviya, which also subject of a certain amount of disagreement. But let's say a person eats... what gets on your hands? Something that colors your hands. Pistachio. Well, nowadays they don't eat red pistachio. Red ices, or beets, or pomegranates. So your hands get dirty. You wipe your hands in a towel. Now you're tzeveya. The towel now looks red. It's black. Why isn't it tzeveya? Why isn't tzedaya? So, what we rely on, what? Wet, but it's not colored.
Sweat.
Alright? The question is, why isn't it tzedaya? So we rely on a heter called derech lichloch. I will explain the Bakar, but it's like, basically derech lichloch means, if you're doing something in a way of making things dirty, that's not called tzviya. It's not tzedaya. Derech lichloch is not tzedaya. In a way of, in a manner of just making things dirty, that's not a malach of tzvi. It could be that by bris mila, taisus means the same thing. There's no tzvi, you're not dying the mokim had for mila.
It's a derech lech lech. It bleeds. Memela there's dam in the manner. It's like it's the redness is like dirt. It's like leftover damage. It's not a milo, the redness.
It's different. Maybe
it's a second possibility of Shabbat.
It's always now.
What?
Now today is the
So maybe we'll get a chance. We'll talk about what the tzvi has to last. I said it's nothing there, but you're right. Okay, right now. I assume that every person in this room has learned the Gemara at least to the bottom of the page. You have 3 days. I also assume that everyone has learned the Tosfos, which means you can have nothing to do tomorrow and Sunday. And being that the sugya takes time, I really want to insist that all of you take the time with your chavrusas to learn the mafarshim inside here. The stipler in Siman Gimel begins by pointing out an inconsistency between this taisvis and the next taisvis. I assume that most of you will not understand it the first time you read it. I don't mean it to be insulting your intelligence, just that it's complicated. I want you to spend the time and effort to understand what the kasha is, the contradiction between the two taisisim, and we'll discuss ways of resolving the kasha. But it's something that I expect everybody here should spend the time with your chavruses. Don't dray around. Sit down and do your work. And get into the sugya the way you should be getting into the sugya, because we still have quite a ways to go until we're going to finish. We're just scratching the surface. Next week it's going to be a week of really getting into and to be into it properly, you really have to get into the, you know, if you heard Rav Shimon or Rav Chaim yesterday, it's hard to just plug everything in today. But between yesterday and today, you took it out and you looked at the words inside and you worked on it makes it more easy to plug things in. So try to work on it.